listener production.
Hi, it's Lauren Wilson with your local news briefing. Finney's Queensland is relieved it will be able to maintain current services following Canberra's decision to renew critical funding. Housing Minister Julie Collins confirmed late last week that the $67.5 million equal remuneration order supplementation for homelessness services, which covers wage costs, would not end in June. Finney's Queensland CEO Kevin Mercer says he's happy with the outcome.
The good news is that it's being replaced and it's going to continue, which is very welcome. And you know, I congratulate the Minister for listening and for responding the way she has.
The Governor of Queensland will continue her tour of Central Queensland today as Her Excellency visits some of our region's smaller health facilities. Jeanette Young plans to visit every hospital in the state and ticked off Mount Morgan and Billow Ela yesterday, with plans to head into Central Highlands today. She hopes her visit shines a light on the unique and valuable work that our rural facilities do.
You would think that a 20-bed facility in one place or another place would be much the same. They're not. They vary enormously depending on the needs of those communities.
There's a big demand for blood across Queensland, and we're being asked to donate to help build up supplies. Associate Professor Michael Simmons from Griffith University is an expert on all things blood. He says our hospitals are flat out catching up on COVID-delayed surgeries.
Once we have a glut of surgeries or, you know, any event that might occur with acute trauma, for example, these can lead to just an imbalance in that supply and demand.
Taking a look at local sport, the Rockhampton Cyclones will be hoping to keep up the momentum after securing a win in the opener of the Women's NBL 1 North season. The Cyclones just managed to edge ahead of the Mackay Meteorettes in the dying moments of the game for an 82-8 win on Friday. Want more local news? Get free breaking news about our community. Download the Listener app, search for Central Queensland Local News and add to your favourites now.